are now listening to the Fantasy Filler Podcast, where we put you in the driver's seat every week, all year long. In the NASCAR racing world, from top news stories, latest results, and best fantasy lineups, we'll have you up to speed and out in front before the drop of the green flag. So let's dive in with our host, Vanilla Wafers.
With just four races to go, NASCAR now enters into the round of eight. First, starting off with Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Eight drivers are left to try to secure their spot in the final four for the 2023 championship. Which drivers do we want to stay with this round as far as fantasy picks go, and which drivers do we want to stay away from? We'll talk about our fantasy picks as well as this week's news, that and more on today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. Now, I know this episode is a lot later than what we're used to seeing. That is because I am here at Las Vegas right now. I'm actually recording in our camp trailer. I am out here in the garage area, so hopefully it doesn't sound too bad. I don't have my standard microphone that I usually have for these episodes. So I'm going to do the best I can, and so far it's been an absolute blast down here. I was able to see the ARCA Series West races over at the Bullring. The Xfinity race just got done, and we had a dominant performance by the number 98 of Riley Herbst for Stuart Haas Racing. He did a spectacular job after the red flag incident happened, where multiple cars got taken out due to oil spillage from one of the cars. And after he was able to get past the number 20 of John Hunter Nemechek and the double zero of Cole Custer, he was gone. He was absolutely gone. And if you're going to get your first win in a series, that's the way you want to go. You're super dominant, just annihilating everyone out in the field, and also it being at your home track. I mean, just a win for that number 98 team. I just wanted to cover that real quickly. It was also win number 100 for Stuart Haas Racing as a whole. So out of all the drivers who got that 100th victory, I'm very surprised it was the number 98 of Riley Herbst. But you know that he was super excited about that. Really the only driver, minus Ryan Preece, that's running Stuart Haas Racing equipment who hasn't been able to get a victory yet for that team. So for him to be able to do that, that's just got to be huge. Absolutely huge for Riley Herbst. So pretty excited to see what he can do in 2024, because he just made a contract extension with them, staying in that number 98 machine. So there's a lot to be excited for if you are a Riley Herbst fan. But the most important thing that we want to talk about here is this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for the Cup Series, because now everything is on the table. Now you got to do everything you can to be as dominant here in these next three races to be able to go into the championship four. I would not be surprised if someone who finishes fifth in points gets a lot of top tens. That's going to be the difference between them being able to make it into the championship four and just coming up short. There's a very, very good chance of that one happening. So it's going to be very interesting to see what comes up here this weekend. And we've already seen some very impressive things happen here. As far as practice and qualifying goes, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about our fantasy picks. Before we do that, why don't we dive into this week's news, because there are some very important news that came out in the racing world. First, starting off with Spire Motorsports. Now, if you guys haven't been paying attention to Spire Motorsports, there's been three charters for that team in the 2024 season. As LiveFast Motorsports sold their charter to them at the end of this 2023 season, they'll be going back to a part-time schedule. So we knew what one of them were going to be. We knew Corey LaJoie was going to return back to the number 7 car. We also heard the announcement that Zane Smith will be driving for the team starting in 2024, which I'm very excited for. But who was going to be driving that number 77 car? Well, they finally made the announcement that it's going to be none other than Carson Hocevar, the driver who has been the substitute driver for that number 42 team for a majority of the races. He will now be driving that number 77 car full-time starting in 2024. Now, I'm pretty excited about this. He's been doing really good, and if you've watched practice and qualifying, you've already seen him be inside the top 10 for practice, so the kid just has a lot of speed. I know a lot of people were really against him back when he was running the Truck Series as early as this year, but he has really proven himself. He's really starting to get dominant here in the Cup Series and an equipment that mostly runs in the back 20. It's been crazy to see the improvements that he has been able to do. And I'm pretty excited to see what he's able to do in that number 77 car. I'm not expecting greatness out of him, but I am expecting him to potentially be able to run in the top 20, maybe run in the top 20 as far as points goes, maybe the top representative for Spire Motorsports. There's a very good chance of that. But there's a lot of things to be excited about if you are a Spire Motorsports fan. You got Corey LaJoie returning. You got Zane Smith, who's a dominant Truck Series driver, able to score a Truck Series championship. And then you got Carson Hocevar, one of the most talked about young guns that's moving his way up into the series. Also, a bit of news to cover on. We'll go back down to the Xfinity Series real quick. There will be a new driver in the number two machine, as Sheldon Creed will not be returning to Richard Childress Racing, as that was confirmed earlier this week. Now, I talked to Sheldon Creed actually out on the racetrack, and he does have his plans already set up. They're going to be making the announcement here in the coming weeks. So if you are worried that Sheldon Creed is not going to be able to find a ride, don't worry. That's already taken care of, because he already said, he's like, yeah, we're about to make that announcement soon. But I really wanted to cover on that because Sheldon Creed's been with that team for the last couple of years. He's very close to getting his first victory in the Xfinity Series, but seems like things just didn't pan out. I don't know where Richard Childress is looking at as far as his next driver is going to be, but it seems like Sheldon Creed looks like that duo is going to end after this season. I don't really know how to feel about that too much, because I like Sheldon Creed. I personally think he's a really talented racer. So whoever picks him up, that's going to be a big pickup for sure. But I really can't think of which team that is at the moment. Just really drawing a blank. We shall see who he is. But either way, that number two car is available. And people are wondering for a driver like Ty Dillon, since he is not returning back to the number 77 machine, if he's going to be going down to the Xfinity Series to drive in this number two car for Richard Childress Racing, or he goes to Colic Racing and drives the number 16 machine, because they're still up in the air on whether or not AJ Allmendinger is going to be running full-time next year, or even where he's going to be running. He wants to be in the Cup Series, but there is some sponsorship conflicts, and apparently he's not going to have enough sponsorship to be able to have it last all the way through the season. So I'm not sure who's going to be the one that takes over for that number 16 ride. It could be a part-time basis. I'm not sure. But a lot of people are speculating that someone like Ty Dillon is going to be taking over that car full-time. And I have a buddy by the name of NASCAR on Opinions on Twitter. He says he got it from a really good source that the rumor is that he will be going to that number 16 car. So we shall see what happens. But as of right now, that 16 car is still up in the air, as well as the future for Ty Dillon. And I'm sure there's some other bit of news. Unfortunately, I just don't have my sources right in front of me like I usually do. I'm literally just sitting here with my phone in front of me. I usually do it on my computer, so I'm able to click through the screens and stuff and be able to give you guys the news straight up. But I'm just working with the biggest bit of news that I heard of this week, and those were the biggest bit of news. But I can at least give you this, the most important thing on why we tune into these episodes, and that is to talk about our fantasy picks here for this weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Now, we got the benefits of being a little bit later in the weekend, just for the simple fact that we now know what happened in practice. We now know what happened in qualifying. So we'll be able to grab that bit of news and be able to apply that to which drivers we want to have on our roster here for the weekend. So without further ado, why don't we dive into it? Here will be our top fantasy picks here for this weekend at the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So you guys know how this works. You're going to have six drivers on your fantasy league. Five of them will count towards your final points. One driver will be kept in the garage area that you can switch around until the end of stage number two. And then you'll have four featured matchups. If you get them correctly on which driver will finish the highest at the end of the race, then you will get an additional 10 points added on to your team. So here in this first group, we're going to talk about four drivers who I feel like are going to be top contenders in this race, not only as far as fantasy points go, but also just being able to run for the victory. Now, I'm going to try to include one from each manufacturer, and I got a little bit of a benefit from looking from what happened at practice and qualifying today. Why don't we start off with the Chevrolets, and then we'll move on to Toyota and then Ford. I think the top representative Chevrolet is going to be the number 24, William Byron. There's a little bit of biasness towards me, but he's showing that speed right now. He's being really dominant, and it almost shows the same signs of what we saw during the springtime. Remember, he led over 170 laps here in the spring. So how can you not shy away, or how can you not goal for William Byron here this weekend. His worst finish in the last three races has been a second place finish. The consistency is strong. That team is just looking like a championship caliber team. You got to stay with William Byron as a top pick. If you only have a couple picks left, this is the time to use him, because remember, if he makes it into the championship four, his stage points will not count. So you want to use him at both Las Vegas and Homestead. If you only got one pick left, I think Las Vegas is the best one to go with, because Kyle Larson, I'll stay with the Chevrolets, I'll cheat a little bit, will be the second highest pick to go with here this weekend. Now, this one's a little bit of a worrisome pick if you only have one left, because you got to figure out which one is he going to be better at. Is he going to be better at Martinsville? Is he going to be better at Homestead, or is he going to be better at Las Vegas? That's debatable. I mean, we know how dominant he can be at Homestead. He has shown it in the past. He has a lot of speed, though, this weekend at Las Vegas. I've seen him practice, seeing him running around inside the top 10, seeing him qualify in the second position. Things look really good for Kyle Larson as well. Hendrick has a lot to be excited about here with both the number 24 car as well as the number 5, as both of them look to be really strong here in this race at Las Vegas. So if you want to put both of them on your fantasy roster, by all means do it. It's going to be a great weekend for them. Hendrick Motorsports is not going to let you down as far as those two drivers go. Now, let's look at the Toyota side. There's some strong Toyotas here, definitely. I think the top representative right now, if you only have one pick of each driver in the Toyota camp, I think you're going to go with Christopher Bell here this weekend. Christopher Bell was able to get the pole, and I'm not just saying that just because he got the pole. He's just shown that speed at these mile and a half tracks. Very, very consistent. I like Tyler Reddick as well. You can look at Tyler Reddick as a good number two, number three pick, but if you only have one left, I would use him for Homestead as well. Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick is kind of like a blend of William Byron and Kyle Larson for me. If you only have one pick each, you're going to use one at this track, and then you're going to use the other one at Homestead. For Toyota's Denny Hamlin, probably his strongest track should be Martinsville in the grand scheme of things, but he should be good right now. But I only got to pick one top driver here in the Toyota camp, and right now I'm going to go with Christopher Bell. There's no signs of him showing that he's going to have himself a bad race here this weekend, so I'm pretty excited. He should be a solid number two pick. If anyone's going to take down that Hendrick camp, it will be Joe Gibbs Racing, more than likely that number 20 machine. Now, as far as the Fords go, I think you just got to go with the playoff drivers who are still left. So I think Chris Buescher's the best representative, as Chris Buescher may have not had the strongest runs here in the past. Let me go back and look at his past finishes here. I at least got past stats from this racetrack. He's only been able to get one top 10 finish since 2018 here at Las Vegas. That was back in 2020. Now, with Chris Buescher this year, it's obviously a different story. At mile and a half tracks, he's been really, really good. And, I mean, RFK Racing is going to put all their eggs on Chris Buescher right now. There's no reason for Brad Keselowski to have nearly as much speed anymore due to the fact, unfortunately, he missed the playoffs. Not saying he's going to unbelievably struggle, but you can definitely tell their main focus is getting that number 17 car into the next round. So Chris Buescher did show some speed. This is going to be a track that he hasn't shown that much success in the past. But as of right now, the way things are looking, he is going to be a top representative. He has still had that fast car throughout the playoffs. So I think Chris Buescher is going to be a really good pick. I'd say he's a number two pick. Even though I consider him a top two pick, or a top pick overall in this race, I think people like William Byron, Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell will just be better options to go with. But if you want to throw Chris Buescher in there, I think he'll be the top representing Ford. So those are our top picks here from this weekend. Let's go through them real quickly one last time. We have the number 24 of William Byron, the number 5 of Kyle Larson, the number 20 of Christopher Bell, and the number 17 of Chris Buescher. Now let's move on to the mid-tier picks. Let's talk about the playoff drivers and focus on those guys for the most part. And I'll include everybody who was able to make it into the playoffs, since, you know, it would be too easy for me to just talk about those four drivers and then move on to drivers to take a gamble on. So we'll talk about the other drivers who are still in the mix for the playoffs that I did not talk about here in the top picks. And then we'll talk about ones who got eliminated in the round of 16 as well as the round of 12. So who are the four drivers who are left that we did not talk about yet? We have the first one being the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. Now, I talked about it. I don't think Denny Hamlin will be the top representative for Joe Gibbs Racing. I think he's going to be doing decent at this race, but he's at best, I think, a top 10 car. Now, if you want to throw him in as your number three pick, if you got multiple picks in, by all means do that. It's just, I don't think he's going to be a number one or number two pick like you'd see at other races. We only got one left, one pick left. I don't think this is the right race to use him at. I think it would be better to save him for something like Martinsville or maybe even Phoenix. I don't think Las Vegas is going to be the top track for Denny Hamlin at this time. He should be a number three pick for fantasy rosters, but nothing higher than that. And we know we can do much better than that. Next up, we have the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. I don't know if I can even distrust him anymore. I just really don't. He hasn't got that top 15 finish here in the playoffs. He did show some speed in practice and qualifying, but that doesn't mean too much when it comes to Martin Truex Jr. He's been able to do that a couple times during the playoffs. And what has it resulted in? Mediocre finishes. I just don't see Martin Truex Jr. right now just jumping out of the slump that he has been in the last 6 weeks just like it's nothing. It's just not going to happen. So Martin Truex Jr., if you want to take a gamble on him, you most certainly can. But based on what I've seen overall, it's just not there right now. I just don't trust it, and it's just best to stay away from him at this time. He's been able to make it into the next rounds just from his success in the regular season. I mean, that's why he's been able to advance on. But if he didn't have those points, he would have been eliminated in the round 16. He would have been gone. And he's very fortunate that he was able to get those points, but he has not shown it at all here during the playoffs. Two more drivers left. We got the number 12 of Ryan Blaney. Now, Ryan Blaney should overall be a decent pick, just based on what we've seen in the past with him in Las Vegas. But he has one of the worst average finishes here at Las Vegas, just because nothing is able to last to the very end for him at this racetrack. I don't know what it is. He'll have some of the fastest cars, and then all of a sudden something random happens to him, and he finishes back in like 20th something. Let's look at his last few finishes here. These are his last three finishes: 13th, 28th, and 36th. Now, back in 2021, he was able to get a pair of top fives. Then in 2020, he was able to get a 7th and 11th place finish, and then some more top fives before that. But he just runs into some bad luck here and there. And you got to remember, yes, he was able to advance on into the next round. He won at Talladega, though. How much does that really mean that, oh, he's a championship contender? It does add a little bit. And like, don't get me wrong. It's not like, oh, he's a fraud here in the semifinals. He took a spot away. I'm not saying that. I just don't think he's a championship four caliber driver here for this season. I think he's going to be probably trying to get into the top 10, but there is a chance he could run into some bad luck just based on what we've seen in the past. I consider him more as a number four pick more than anything as of right now, but I don't expect the most amazing results in the world from that number 12 of Ryan Blaney. Still think he can run in the top 10, but if you're expecting more out of him this weekend, then I don't think you're going to honestly get it. And then let's wrap up with the number 45 of Tyler Reddick. As far as current playoff drivers go, Tyler Reddick does show a lot of speed, and he was able to get that win at Kansas. I think he's a good driver to go with out of all the drivers who were not his top picks here that are still currently in the playoffs. I think he's the best option. I think he's going to be right there in the mix. I think Christopher Bell will be the strongest Toyota, but Tyler Reddick will be right around in that mix. If you want to be really gutsy and throw in Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, William Byron, and Kyle Larson here in this weekend, I would not be against that at all. But if you only have one pick left, I feel like Tyler Reddick can score more points at Homestead. Two picks, though, by all means, throw him in here in this race. So it should be a good performance by Tyler Reddick. I just don't know if he's going to be the guy to beat the other drivers that we had mentioned earlier as far as the Hendrick camp goes, Christopher Bell, or even maybe Chris Buescher. I think he could run around the top five, just not be the guy to beat in this race. Now let's look at some drivers who missed off on the playoffs here. Let's first talk about the number 22 of Joey Logano, since he's the first one here on my list. He's not showing really much of anything to me. If you're expecting a top 10 driver, that's who you're trying to pick up. then maybe Joey Logano would not be a bad option. I'd say he's at best a number fifth pick, but nothing more than that. Don't expect any more out of Joey Logano, as it's just been one of those seasons. It's just a real miss for him. The number one of Ross Chastain should be a valuable pick for like a number four or maybe even a number three spot. I think out of all the playoff races we have seen so far, this might be one of his best races. So I think Ross Chastain's a good person to rely on as far as being there near the top, but I wouldn't say he's going to be a driver to beat. So that's the way to look at Ross Chastain, either number three or number four pick for him. Next up, we have the number nine, Chase Elliott. Technically, he made it in by owner points. He's pretty consistent here. However, he is going to a backup car. So that's going to put a lot of extra unknowns here in this race. And I don't really trust that too much. I think it's best just to keep him off your fantasy roster right now. If he was able to hold on to his car in practice and qualifying, and he was able to have the same primary car, I would have said that he was a number three pick. I thought he had himself a really good car, but backup cars with no signs of any speed, like they didn't practice that car at all for his backup car. So I don't know what's going to happen. But as far as trusting him, as far as a fantasy pick goes, I don't think that's a good option at all at this time. Moving down the list, we have the number eight of Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch should be similar to Ross Chastain. I see him running around inside the top 10. This might be one of his better races. He's still a risky pick, has a lot of bad luck right now, and we've seen it in the past. He's accumulated a lot of bad luck, especially at his home track. Races he should have won, he wasn't able to do so, or just something random happens to him in the middle of the race. So, I don't know. Kyle Busch is a good number three pick. We can see him totally get a top seven, maybe even a top five finish here in this race, but we could also see him run into some problems like we've seen throughout the playoffs and have him finish in the back 25. So he's a riskier pick, but he's still worth a pick in a lot of people's eyes. Next up, we have the number four of Kevin Harvick. I don't know about Kevin Harvick. Maybe at best a number five pick, maybe a garage pick. There's really nothing more to really say about that. Stewart Haas Racing hasn't really shown too much aggression or speed here at these mile and a half tracks. So if there's anyone who's going to do it, it's definitely going to be Kevin Harvick. But I expect at absolute best, a 10th place finish. I don't really see anything more of that. So Kevin Harvick, you're trusting him as like a fifth or garage pick at best here this weekend. Moving down the list, we got the number 23 of Bubba Wallace. Could be a real good option as well. I don't think he's going to be at the same level as Tyler Reddick, maybe more of a number four, number five pick. He could be another driver who finishes inside the top 10. He was able to finish fourth here earlier this year. He wasn't able to compete against the Hendrick drivers, but he still had some really strong speed. So Bubba Wallace might be worth a lot of people's picks here this weekend. I just don't expect him to be running at the same level as Tyler Reddick. Just think of him as a level off. So if you think Tyler Reddick's going to struggle, then you definitely don't want Bubba Wallace, but if you think Tyler Reddick is going to be a top representative, then Bubba Wallace will not be that far behind. So that might not be too bad of a pick. Brad Keselowski this weekend, I think it's best to stay away from him. I know he's been really consistent, but he's also had that bad luck bug as well, with a lot compared to some other drivers we mentioned earlier. His best finish in the last three races has only been a 17th place finish at Las Vegas. When he was with the number two car, he had some great results, but lately that just has not been the case. And I don't know. Like I said, I'd rather trust Chris Buescher way more than I trust Brad Keselowski. If you're going for duos, Henrik Kamps great. Joe Gibbs is good. You also have, like we just mentioned, 2311. That's a good duo to have on your team. Anybody else, though, like, I don't know, like Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski, it just doesn't seem like it's going to be too great of a showing for both those drivers. I see one of them doing good, but not both of them. And then we got the number 34, Michael McDowell. His best finish has only been a 19th place finish. I think it's best to stay away from Michael McDowell here this weekend. Hasn't really shown any signs. And then the number 47, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. If this was the spring race, I would say go for him, but he's never really shown that much success in the fall race here at Las Vegas. So he is another driver to stay away from. So overall, the drivers that we talked about here who just missed the top picks or at one point were in the playoffs here this season, I'd say the best options to go with is Tyler Reddick at the number 45 seems really like a really good option. You could also go with the number 23 of Bubba Wallace. I like him in this race. Let me go back here real quick just to double check. I'd say someone like Kyle Busch would be a good option if you're willing to take the risk. If you think he's going to run into some problems, then maybe not stay with him. If you want a good cushion driver, then maybe someone like the number four of Kevin Harvick as your fifth pick would not be a bad option. Other than that, most of these playoff drivers you're going to want to stay away from just because of their past finishes here at Las Vegas have not been really that fruitful. And now finally, let's look at some drivers to potentially take a gamble on here this weekend. There's not much good pickings here, I'll tell you that much. I think the first one to represent it is, if you want to stay with the Chevrolet camp, go with Alex Bowman, the number 48. I'd say he would not be a bad option to go with here, as he's had some good finishes here in the past. As in 2023 spring race, he was able to finish third in that race. Remember, Henrik finished 1, 2, 3. I would say that this weekend, if they were able to do that, it would be Chase Elliott this time, but obviously he's in a backup car, so that's not the case. So maybe go for someone like Alex Bowman. He might be a viable option. You might also want to consider a driver like the number 31 of Justin Haley. Justin Haley was able to have himself a great run here last season in that number 31 machine. And also in the spring race, he was able to finish inside the top 10. This is one of his better racetracks. If you're really low on picks of all your playoff drivers, then maybe throw someone like Justin Haley in there as a garage pick. We've seen a little bit of speed of him in practice, so who knows? Maybe he will be a viable option here this weekend. If you really want to be gambly, I would throw in the number 42 of Carson Hocevar. There could be a chance that he's able to get himself a top 10 finish. I don't know if he's going to be able to. That 42 car is really hit and miss, but there was a lot of speed in there. I saw speed in that 42 machine, so maybe just consider him as a good as an option. He is definitely going to be one that you're going to only throw in if you feel extremely confident with your roster. Like, you don't think you have that many risky picks at all. That's the only reason why you would throw him in there. And then last but certainly not least, why don't you throw in, there's some options here to go with. Well, there's not really that many options here. I just got to find a driver that I want to put here in the take a gamble category. But why don't we throw in, let's go with the number 14 of Chase Briscoe. I was almost going to say Austin Cindric, but let's say Chase Briscoe. Just for the simple fact that for some reason here at Las Vegas, he's able to get that edge. Now, the only way that I see him doing good here in this race is if Kevin Harvick shows slight speed. That's about it. If he doesn't, then by all means, stay away from Chase Briscoe. Keep him in your garage area and nothing more at this time. But who knows? Remember last year at this race, he was about to go one lap, even two laps down. He was able to come back and finish inside the top 10 and lead a couple laps. That was pretty impressive. So he could be similar to Justin Haley. If you think that there could be a driver that comes out of nowhere that's able to sneak his way up to the front, it could be him, or it could be that number 31 machine. I personally feel like Justin Haley may be a better option to go with just because he's in the Chevrolet camp. But who knows? Chase Briscoe, he's been able to do it in the past. He might be able to do it once again here this weekend. So those are the four drivers to potentially take a gamble on here this weekend. We have the number 48 of Alex Bowman. We also have the number 31 of Justin Haley, the number 42 of Carson Hocevar, and the number 14 of Chase Briscoe. Now for the featured matchups here before we conclude our fantasy picks here will be all of the playoff drivers who are still in for the championship. So we got some interesting matchups here, but I think it's going to be pretty easy to go through these. I say this now, but who knows? Maybe I'll be horribly wrong. So these are all the playoff drivers who are still left. So let's go through them real quickly. First matchup here, we got the number 45 of Tyler Reddick going up against the number 12 of Ryan Blaney. I think Tyler Reddick's the better option here. The Ford camp seems to be a little bit off. The only Ford that I like the most is the number 17 of Chris Buescher, but unfortunately he's not in this matchup here. So I'm going to go with Tyler Reddick. I think he's going to have himself a good race here this weekend, running inside the top five, and Ryan Blaney should be at best be able to get himself a seventh place finish, maybe a sixth place finish, but I don't think he's going to edge out Tyler Reddick here this weekend. Next feature matchup, we got the number 20 of Christopher Bell going up against the number 17 of Chris Buescher. As of right now, the Toyota camp, their two strongest cars is Tyler Reddick and Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell was able to get on the pole, and everything just shows Christopher Bell is having a stronger race here at Las Vegas. So I'm going to be going for the Toyotas once again, and I'm going to lean towards Christopher Bell. In this third matchup, we got the number 5 of Kyle Larson going up against the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. This one's an easy one. I think Kyle Larson's a better option. We saw how good he was during the springtime. We saw how fast he was in practice, how good he was in qualifying. He's just been able to beat the number 11 of Denny Hamlin throughout this entire weekend, so I think that's going to stay the same. So I'm going with Kyle Larson. And then the final one, we have our boy, the number 24 of William Byron, going up against the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. Again, I think this one's a no-brainer. Actually, it's a bigger no-brainer than the last one. Go with William Byron. Martin Truex Jr. could get himself a top 10 finish. He's had himself some good finishes in the past, but there's no consistency right now. There's nothing that shows me that he's able to do that here this weekend. I see that totally happening with William Byron and his worst finish in the last three races. I already said earlier, second place. First, second, second in the round 12. And right now he qualified third. And this was a race he won earlier this year. I mean, how can you shy away from William Byron? So those are my four picks here for the four featured matchups. I got Tyler Reddick over Ryan Blaney. I got Christopher Bell over Chris Buescher. I got Kyle Larson over Denny Hamlin. And I have the 24 of William Byron over the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. And those are our fantasy picks here for this weekend at the South Point 400 for Las Vegas. And that will just about wrap up today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. This should be a really fun race here at Las Vegas. It will be on NBC around 11:30, so make sure to tune into that. 11:30 Pacific time, 2:30 Eastern time. And I know the spring race was a little bit boring, but maybe we'll get ourselves a good race here this weekend. If it's anything close to Kansas, I'll be really happy about it. As you guys are aware, I talked about it a little bit last week that we only have a couple episodes left here of this current format of the podcast. After that, I don't know what we're going to be doing. I have an idea, but I think the setup the way it is right now for fantasy picks and stuff will come to an end after this season. So thank you so much for the journey that you guys have given me for the past couple of years. It's been absolutely fun. I'll give you guys more details when I can. Hopefully, I can do a transition for you guys so you guys have another person to listen to on this channel, but it will not be me. We'll see what happens. I got an idea, but it's not a for sure thing. If you do want to follow me on social media, just look me up at Vanilla Wafers. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, as well as TikTok. Just look up at Vanilla Wafers and I will pop up immediately next to the cookie commercials. YouTube, I was able to release a video talking about moments in NASCAR where time froze. It's kind of like the spookier feel for the month of October. And I think it turned out really well. I really enjoyed it. It seems like the viewership and like to dislike ratio has really enjoyed it as well. So make sure to check that out. I should be able to post another video to that series here in the coming week. If you want to see shorter videos, TikTok is the way to go, as well as Instagram, as they are similar videos. So you don't have to get both of them. You can just pick one or the other. You can watch those videos there. And then if you want to talk to me during race day, usually Twitter's the best option, as people still ask me questions to this day, and I try to get back to them as soon as I can. It's been a really fun experience over there, and just thank you guys so much for the continual support. I've been able to meet a few of you guys actually out here at the racetrack, and it's always just the coolest feeling ever. Seeing someone come up to me like, "You're Vanilla Wafers," and I'm just like sitting there. It's almost like an awe. I'm just like, oh my gosh, these guys know me. That is so cool. So thank you guys so much for that. It's been a great journey, and this gets better and better, and I'm super excited for tomorrow because I get to actually ride in the pace car before the race gets started, so that's going to be a lot of fun. So let's wrap it up there, guys. I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers, and I have been able to take you to the front of the field, so why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.